You made it. I thought I heard you coming up the ladder. Well, give me a hug. You look incredible in this light, you know. It is not false flattery. I think that's why I like having these secret trysts at sunset. So I can see you glow like you're lit from within. You just got here and I've already started flirting with you? Of course I have. Pretending not to know you at the market today was torture. Oh, you have no idea. Well, I can't believe that other vendor introduced us like that. Like we were strangers. I just wanted to leap into your arms. Oh, and that peach vendor kept flirting with you. Asking if you'd read her fortune. Oh, she left you alone after lunch? Of course she did. I told her that you were married. You were just having the wedding band resized. Well, what was I supposed to do? Just watch her giggle and touch your arm all day? That's my arm. You put it around me. I could barely concentrate on my divination. I dropped my deck on the ground when she asked what you were doing later. Hussy. Sorry. I'm getting wound up. This would be so much easier if we could. I know. I wish we didn't have to hide our romance either. There's nothing wrong about us being together. We're not hurting anyone. I hate this. It's not fair. Yeah, you're right. I don't want the guilds we're a part of to erupt with rage when they learn about us. They've been rivals for what, half a century? Huh? You want my hand? Is this because I said I have your arm? Oh, sure. That tickles. Your hand is warm, though. I like how slowly your fingers move over my palm. My guild leader says you should never hold hands with a palm reader. Yeah, he says you're all seducers who use your craft to touch your targets. He's right. Stop. Just because people flirt with you, it doesn't mean you're some kind of dastardly bard who breaks hearts. Because I know you. You're honest and sweet. And those are the qualities that draw people to you. Well, that and your amazing figure, yes. Those soulful eyes help, too. I like seeing myself reflected in them. If you didn't like my flattery, you wouldn't squeeze my hand when I say it. Go on. Keep reading my future in my palm. That's my fate line, right? Down the middle? What does it tell you when you slowly drag your finger down it? Oh. It says that my wants and desires have been surrendered to others. Because the line of fate joins the lifeline. Interesting. I always learn something new when you touch me, you know. I have pretty hands. All the better to hold you with. Come here. Darling, is that what we're doing? Surrendering what we want for the sake of other people. For the guilds we're in. Yeah, it's hard to think of it that way. But that's what it is. Yeah, I don't know how the rivalry between them started either. But the Palm Readers Guild had a pretty rough reputation in the past? No way. Who told you that? Oh, the Captain of the Guard. You two are good friends, aren't you? I saw him at your booth last week. Well, I heard a rumor too. Yeah, my guild leader says that you guys have a secret dungeon under your guild. Yeah, right? What would you use it for? People who didn't pay for their palm reading? Hey. Hey, look at me. I love holding your chin like this. Making you meet my eyes. You're so lovely. Hey. Let me talk now. I love you. I love you more each day. I want to walk down the street holding hands with you. I want to tell people about us. And I'm tired of putting other people before you, because you're what's important. I'm ready to make some changes. How about you? Look, if you want things to stay the same, I won't force you. I can wait. Huh? I should draw a tarot card to help you decide. All right. I'll shuffle the cards. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. Think about our relationship. And a long breath out. Will you cut the deck for me? Good. Now draw. Which card is it? The guy holding up a candle. Oh, that's the magician. He's perfect. Yeah, he represents resourcefulness, inspired action. He tells you that you already have everything you need to succeed, that you have unlimited potential. And that it's time to move forward. You're going to tell your guild leader about us. All right, I'll be brave too. Yeah, I'll tell my guild that we're in love, that we drew the magician and we're moving forward. Maybe they'll understand. Whoa, 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 where are you going? To tell them now? Oh, no. No, no, no. Come here. You'll tell them in the morning. We'll tell them and we'll meet back here before lunch, okay? Now, shut up and kiss me. Darling? I think they're down here. I hear chains rattling. Darling? Oh, gods, look at you. Hey, I'm here. Oh, they locked you up. Are you hurt? Shh. Let me see your face. Oh, you have a bruise. I'm so sorry. This is all my fault. I'm getting you out of here. I grabbed a set of keys on the wall. How did I know you were here? When you didn't show up, I went and found your friend. Yeah, the captain of the guard. He's upstairs raising hell on your behalf. This is all my fault. I'm so sorry. You must have been scared and cold. Ah? How did it go when I told my guild? They kicked me out. Yeah, I'm not with the Tarot Guild anymore. But I can still do readings. I never needed them for that. It's fine. You're more important. Let's rest here for a second. Let the guards do their thing upstairs. Can I hold you? Are you mad at me? You're too forgiving. I promise I'll try and be worthy of your grace. Oh, your hair is in the way. Let me brush it back. I can't wait to show you what a great partner I'm going to be. To show the world how proud I am to be yours. Yeah, and have a reason to chase off peach vendors who want you. You're incredible. Here, close your eyes for a moment. It's over now, so you can rest with me. I'll wake you up when it's time to go, okay?